Thanks for tuning in into this podcast, Imagination and Faith for Extraordinary Living. I believe you're going to be encouraged, motivated, and inspired to reach higher than you ever imagined before. There's a book I want to take a section out of. The book is actually titled Imagination and Faith. And in chapter 6, it talks about the negative narrative. And I think it's such a timely message, a timely subject for most of the world today, let alone those of us in the United States during this political season, the economic turmoil sweeping the land. I think it's something that I believe if you get a hold of this will bring you joy, encouragement, and hope, even in the midst of what appears to be chaotic times. It starts by suggesting a review about Joshua and Caleb. These are two characters or two people that are found in the Old Testament in the book of Numbers 13. It talks about the concept of living a fear-free life, and really the impact that the negative narrative has on not only yourself, but those around you. But we find in Numbers 13, we're told the Lord instructed Moses to send 12 leaders to spy on the land of Canaan, which he had already promised to the people of Israel. Now, as we unpack this text, consider that you and I have promises in Scripture as well. And these promises largely remain unfulfilled in most of our lives. So I want you to make sure you apply this narrative to those situations in your life where you feel like you're not experiencing the promises of God. So the scripture states two of the 12 leaders were Joshua and Caleb. And all 12 of these men that went out to spy on the land saw the same exact thing. 10 of them came back with a unified negative narrative, and 2 came back with a positive narrative. It's so interesting how you can see the same exact thing, yet walk away with a different perception of it, or a different ideal of it, or a different reality, which is even stronger. The negative narrative reported back to Moses went something like this. We went to the land where you sent us, and it really is a land flowing with milk and honey. And that sounds great so far. They confirmed that the land the Lord had promised them was in fact a beautiful place. And I ask you, and I want you to ask yourself, how many promises of God are you leaving unfulfilled in your life due to fear and the negative narrative? Going back to the story, next they reported, but the people who live there are strong and the cities have walls and are very large. And you know, I find talking to different people and counseling people, encouraging people, I find that we all have a but in our life story. And that but is basically designed to hold us back. When we are speaking buts this, I would do it, but that, that's a sign that you're not moving forward. That's a sign that fear and the negative narrative basically has a hold on you. Moving on to Numbers 13:31, they state, we can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. Many of us have a similar narrative about what can't be done and why we can't move forward in our lives to a better position due to perceived obstacles. Addressing the negative narrative or the but in your life is essential to living victorious. It's paramount if you want to achieve great things in life. It's just something that has to be addressed. And when you see the promises of God manifested in your own life, there's nothing more dynamic than experiencing that. Now, whether you're a leader in the workplace, church, mosque, school, or a leader in your household, you need to really be aware of how negative narratives impact those around you. Negative narratives are bad enough when they hang around in your head, but when they're communicated outward, they have the impact, the negative impact, to create fear, doubt, and defeat in those around you, those that you communicate that negative message with. The impact of the negative report that these other 10 leaders reported back is further illustrated as the 10 leaders with a negative narrative continue reporting bad news. It seems like it's one thing after another when it comes to the negative. Now, it says this in Numbers 14, those who heard this negative report began to weep and raise their voices, exclaiming they should get new leaders and go back to Egyptian slavery. Now, if this wasn't bad enough, they began wishing they had just died in Egypt or in the wilderness. Finally, they begin to question the Lord, asking, why, God, did you bring us out of Egypt just to let us die in this foreign place? And I want you to think about it. How many times in life Do we respond in a similar manner when faced with difficulties, when faced with apparent despair or a situation we just don't see any way out of? We tend to forget how merciful God is and how he has already delivered us to get to where we are in life now. So that makes remembering where we've come from, remembering some of the challenges we overcome, remembering some of the difficulties and hard times we faced in life, and that giving credit to where credit's due, understanding that even for us to wake up and open our eyes and take that first breath, it's not just of our own free, our own ability, so to speak. It's something God grants us. So all of us has something that we can reach back to and find ourselves thankful or grateful for. And I know when I was coming up in the church, it was called an attitude of gratitude. And I believe that, even though it's a cliche, I believe it's very powerful, especially if it's centered around the Lord's goodness. Now, when you're listening to the negative narrative, when it's in our heads, it tends to cause paralysis and poor decision making. This is not to suggest there aren't pros and cons to just about everything we try to do in life. But again, if a biblical perspective is integrated when doing an analysis of what's possible, then positive outcomes become more likely. When circumstances begin to look negative or different than expected, many people tend to respond in a doubtful and fearful manner, just like the 10 leaders we talked about with the negative report. So in our life story, just like they did, the 10 leaders that came back with a negative report, they said, you know, the land looks great, the promises are good, the future looks bright, but you might be thinking the same thing. Man, I could do this, man, I could go there, but. And it typically shows up in statements such as these. I would do this, but if I had this, I would do it, but. So every time you have a but to explain why you are not moving forward, it's because you're believing the negative narrative. Fighting the negative narratives is an ongoing battle. It also highlights the need to meditate on the passages of scriptures both day and night, and to keep them ready in our mouths to be spoken at any given moment. We need to speak that word out into the environment, speak those promises out, and hear them come back to us so we can be encouraged. Sometimes we need to just encourage ourselves, and that's a great way to do that. So when you're faced with perceived obstacles to achievement, instead of leaning on the negative narratives as to why, you know, I'm stagnant, why I'm not moving forward, we need to make powerful moves to make a way in today's chaotic society. A warrior's mindset and an attitude of I can do it through Christ is how you climb mountains in our lives. Consider Caleb, who saw the same thing as the negative 10 leaders. But this leader was one of the 12 who saw the same land. But he came back with a very different narrative. He said this, "Let's go up now and take possession of the land because we can certainly conquer it." Wow, what a difference. This example illustrates how to speak and act in faith based on what God has said. Speaking and acting this way will manifest a major shift and how we view the world around us, and how we move forward towards achieving the things we have set before us. It's amazing when you think about the contrast that was just illustrated in this short conversation. You have 12 leaders that went out to see the promise that God gave them, and 10 came back with a negative report, 2 came back with a positive report after seeing the same thing. Now consider some of the promises God has made to those that are considered followers of his. He's promised you that you will be blessed coming in and blessed coming out. He says that your barn or your house will be overflowing. He says your children will be like sprouts in a garden, that they will be a blessing, that you will be blessed coming in and blessed going out. He says everything you put your hands to do will prosper. He says you'll be the lender and not the borrower. But if you start looking in the mirror and examining your life, it's like, I'm not experiencing these things. this is not, I'm not lining up with Scripture. These things are not manifesting in my life. And this is the time when you have to begin to do a deep search within your heart, within yourself, and say, Lord, why is it that these promises are there, but I'm not experiencing them? I'm not having that life. You know, that's what I find interesting about life in general, where, you know, we have spectators, and we're a spectator society where we love spectating. Most of us love spectating, and there's a place for that. But I love being engaged. I love being in the battle. I love being in the game of life, trying to win for myself, trying to win for my family, to win for my kids, to win for the community, to win for those around me. That's what time it is. That's where the purpose and meaning and the joy of life comes into play. Again, I want to thank you for joining me. Stay tuned for the next episode. We'll continue exploring the book, Imagination and Faith for an Extraordinary Life. Thank you once again, and God bless you.